Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Raju even in studio. Love this.
Mm-hmm. We're talking exes?
Well, it's really interesting because we're talking exes. Pretty, you don't have an ex.
No.
Jeff was your one and only.
My one and only.
Very cute. Raju, you're married.
Yes, I am married.
Did you have an ex? Do you have an ex-girlfriend or did you see anyone
just
before?
Just only my wife.
Only your wife?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Oh.
Rossi and I are complete opposite.
I feel bad now. I did have an ex-girlfriend, yeah. I met her here, actually, in Abu Dhabi.
So I want you to hear, Rossi has been touching on this subject a little bit over the last couple of weeks, off the radio.
Yeah, just telling us.
Really telling us, and he's actually angry or frustrated. So to explain, first of all, the relationship, because this always makes me laugh.
What do you mean? Why does it make you
because
laugh?
Because you, it's just
Rossi.
Just Rossi.
Yeah, it's just Rossi.
I was going out with a lovely lady. Well, you're sort of lovely, whatever. She was a little bit, she's 2 years younger or a year younger than me. Anyway.
78.
I met her when I was the manager of a nightclub in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
And I lived in a caravan.
This was before radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I met her. She was lovely. She was from the Philippines. And she didn't tell me that she had 3 children.
This is a true story, guys.
True story.
He's not making
So how long were you with her for?
2008 to 2010.
Two years. And within this 2-year relationship that you're getting to know someone, and he was getting serious because I remember he had just started Virgin Radio and you were still seeing her. And I remember you were talking about, like, you know, serious steps in the relationship.
Because I felt as though I'm not going to marry her. No, just because I didn't have that trust there, you know what I mean?
Oh, after you heard the news.
Yeah.
So how did you find out she had 3 children without you knowing?
It was on a social media page called Friendster. She's like, here's a photo with me and my kids. And I was like, what is going on here? You didn't tell me that, love.
You went to the Philippines with her, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you met, did you meet the
kids?
But
she told me that she had one child.
Oh, she told you.
So I was like, all right, well, let's keep going. It's all right, you know. She's a bit ashamed, or I don't know what it was. She was scared to tell me.
You thought, okay, it's fine. You know, you got a child. Wish you knew. I wish you told me.
One kid's fine. Don't worry about it. But then I found out she had 3. After I came back from holiday from Rakai.
Raju's laughing.
Raju, can't believe this.
What are you laughing at, Raju?
I'm listening to your story, Rossi.
Anyway, turns out now she's got 90,000 followers on Instagram.
Your ex.
Her nephew is the Justin Bieber of the Philippines.
So right? Rossi's angry that his ex has become somewhat successful since...
She's got more followers on Instagram than me, all right? And I'm not happy.
So who is the artist, though? Because I want to know if this is the Justin Bieber of the Philippines.
He's handsome.
Filipinos, we've gone from talking about you amazing Kenyans to amazing Filipinos.
His name is DJ Daniel Padilla.
If you're Filipino, do you know who Daniel Padilla is?
There he is. Look at him. He looks like the Justin Bieber of the Philippines.
See? Call in 04-423-1000. Is this Daniel Padilla?
He has so many fan pages.
How many followers does this Daniel Padilla have?
I can't find his account.
Daniel Padilla is his name, right? And she is now his manager type thing.
So your ex is now the manager of the Justin Bieber of the Philippines?
Yeah.
Rossi's so angry. Bro, no disrespect to Liz. Liz is amazing.
Best thing that's ever happened to me in my life, Liz. I love you so much.
Phones are all ringing right now. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, darling. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Marianne. I was just listening to Rossi and I'm really laughing.
Is this Daniel Padilla? Is he famous?
Oh my God, he's really big. There's like a family of actors and actresses.
Yeah.
And his mom as well is a host in the Philippines. And he's really big. Like, he's part of a tandem. You know, we have this love teams in the Philippines. They're like on top.
Oh my God.
Yeah, his mom.
Young and old.
His mom is called Carla Ford.
Estrada.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And she was like an actress or whatever.
Big Ross is in this Filipino family.
I don't know what's going on.
Ray, morning. How are you?
Yes, hi. Good morning. I'm fine. How are you, Chris?
Good. I mean, Rossi could have been part of this huge Filipino celebrity family.
Oh, yeah, we would love to have Ross in the Philippines.
I love the Philippines. I've been there before. Boracay, amazing.
Oh, man.
You've got to go, yes, Chris. You haven't been.
I want to go.
He's so dapper, this
I want to go. Hold on.
All right, pretty, relax.
Jessa. Jessa, is it?
Hi, hello.
You know this Daniel...
It's about 18.
Padilla? Padilla?
Padilla.
It's actually Daniel Padilla.
Okay.
Padilla.
And you know him.
I should know that.
Yes, he's very, very popular in Philippines.
So, Rossi, here's the deal. You've got to call, you've got to call your ex back and let's get Daniel on the show.
Yes!
As if I'm going to do that.
Do that, bro.
Do it!
Okay, well, let's do it with you. Let's get your ex on the show.
What we for? Don't want your ex on.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
We don't
it's
want...
It's only fair.
If you, my ex knew someone, I'd call her up and say, hey.
She does know people.
Nah, do we... Hey, listen. Do we want Daniel on the show? Daniel Padilla? Padilla? Padilla?
Do you care? Is he a big
Jessa,
deal?
Jessa, do we want Daniel on the show?
Oh, yeah.
We do, see?
Yeah. Just do it, Rossi.
Yep, Rossi, let's call her now.
On behalf of the Philippines.
Have you got a number still?
No. I blocked her. She lied to me.
We want Daniel on the show, bro. You've got to
Why
contact
do you
the
want
ex.
Him on the show?
Dude, it'll be great.
He's big. He's
it's good
huge.
Content.
It's huge.
You know it is. Do we want Daniel on the show, Raju?
Yes, absolutely.
Why do you want him on the show, 100%. Raju?
100%. Just he knows. Everybody. Who's on the phone? Who we got?
Francis.
Francis, come on, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he, Big Rossi, you have to bring him here. You have to call. You have to do the call. You have to make it. You have to do it.
You don't care about him. What, would you like his songs?
Yes.
No.
You're just doing it to...
He's so popular. You get all of us listening on your radio in the bus. The
See? Next
this will, for the Filipino community, you will be the man, Rossi. I've got some Daniel Padilla now on the radio. Let's have a listen here.
I hope he doesn't swear.
This is called Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
By Elvis.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a remix.
He doesn't even do his own songs.
What a voice.
Yeah. Only fools
rushing. He looks like a... he looks Filipino Bieber.
Told you that.
He sounds amazing. Falling
in love. What a voice.
Can we just move on now? Come on.
How long? You got a week. 1 week to get Daniel on the show.
It's so awkward, Chris.
1 week. Just message it, dude. Just say it's for the show.
Just do it, Rossi.
Come on. She never told you she had three kids. What's up,